Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I want to talk about a movie, a Main Street movie that might be either happening or about to happen. If you think back, though, about 4 years ago, in fact, 4 years ago right now, at this very moment, 4 years ago, we were in the middle of the Great Recession whirlwind, and we didn't know how bad things were going to get because all the shoes had not dropped in reaction to the financial crisis, right? And if you remember, millions were still being laid off. General Motors and Chrysler had not yet taken bankruptcy. They were on the way, but that decision had not been made. And the federal government had already begun injecting the first of what would become trillions of dollars into a shell-shocked economy. And if you remember, in those days, I was telling you right at this moment, 4 years ago, I was telling you that your singular goal for 2009 was to open your doors with a going business January 1, 2010. Your goal for 2009 was survival. Survival was winning in 2009. That's back, that's then. Now here it is, 4 years later and 43 months since the end of the technical end of the Great Recession, which ended, technically speaking, in the summer of 2009. 43 months later, the surveys that I report on, that you hear me report on here, when you aggregate what I hear from the NFIB, from Tatum, from our own surveys, our own polling, those surveys indicated about a fifth, about 20% of small businesses are doing very well. About 20% are in danger of closing, and the middle 60% are doing just okay. They're not great, but they're hanging in there. The folks, 4 years, more than 4 years after the financial crisis, almost 4 years since the recession ended, this economy should be a rising tide floating all boats, but it isn't. Instead, as in 2009, every small business owner that I know is still anxious about the next 12 months. During recoveries of past recessions, the concerns were about things like inflation and global trade and supply and demand and all, you know, things like that, technology disruptions, fear and greed, the classic classic usual suspects. But this not so great recovery is different. For the first time in my long career, and my career spans seven recessions. The first recession that I experienced in working in the marketplace was 1969. I was in college. For the first time in my career, the origin of what will make up wake up small business owners in the morning, early in the morning, 3 o'clock probably. It's when my business wakes me up sometimes. But the origin of what will wake us up at 3 a.m. this year are mostly challenges created by the federal government, not marketplace issues. The federal government. Here's the short list. Buckle up. Higher taxes, unsustainable budget deficits and debt, hundreds of Obamacare mandates, regulations, penalties, and taxes, new taxes and increases of other of existing taxes. We learned that from the Galen Institute. Plus, here's some more, thousands of new 2013 regulations not related to Obamacare, thousands more that, according to the American Action Forum, are going to cost you and me $123 billion, plus almost 14 million new compliance man hours. These are regulations, by the way, folks, that were held up, were not released prior to the election, because they didn't want to hurt the election, but now they're being dumped on us in 1 year. These are the things that are keeping small business owners waking them up at night, including me. But folks, there's one more thing that may be more troubling than this to the small business market sector, which creates over half of the U.S. economy. And here's what it is. It's a zero-sum philosophy coming from Washington that the financial success of fortunate, I'm doing air quotes there, fortunate Americans is that somehow our success is at the expense of others. But folks, you and I know that successful entrepreneurs are only fortunate because, like every American, they have a constitutional right to pursue success, but they don't have a constitutional guarantee of success. They could have failed, right? But they didn't if they were successful. We're not fortunate because we're successful. We're fortunate because we are Americans and we have the constitutional right to pursue success. And the opposite of that is what's coming out of Washington these days, and that's not making small business owners want to grow their business. Small businesses take economic headwinds in stride because they know the marketplace is self-healing, especially with the passage of time. But government-created headwinds, folks, we all know this. Government-created headwinds not only don't heal, they actually compound. And this truth does not motivate small business owners, to take risks. Most small business owners want to grow. They want to hire, but they don't have to. And so far, that's not a government mandate. The next movie the political class may see playing on Main Street could be titled Small Business Shrugged. Eventually, folks, and this is something that Washington has got to understand. President Obama, you need to understand this, sir. Eventually, government expansion and economic expansion become mutually exclusive. The two cannot exist at the same time. Eventually, that one or the other will go away. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.